Well, good day. Welcome back to Verse by Verse Bible Teaching, where we deliver verse by verse Bible messages. And today we're going to pick it up in chapter 1 of the book of John. And we are in verse 38. I believe that's where we left off. And by way of quick recap, we were talking about the one and only thing that we should be desiring and seeking in our relationship with the Lord. Remember the disciples, the two disciples that were following John the Baptist at John's behest began to follow Jesus, and they asked him, when Jesus turned around, Jesus said, "What do you want?" And so we started looking at that question in more detail in yesterday's message. Excuse me. And we realized that, you know, we should be desiring, you know, it isn't so much always asking, "What do you want from me, Lord?" But what do we want out of this relationship? And we surmised that that holiness is the one thing all of us should be pursuing on top of everything else. Instead of anything else, it should be holiness. And I encourage you to listen to yesterday's message, which you can get at thewashandword.com. Under the media tab, we have we post all of our messages there, and they're free of charge to download or to listen to. Also, you can hear this message on a loop over and over again all day today if you come by the Wash and Word. It's our hand car washing business in the Church Hill. It's in Church Hill on Highway 11 in the Powell Shopping Center, and that plays on 107.1 just in the parking lot, and you can catch this message again. Now, back to the pursuit of holiness. We ended by quoting Jesus, who says, "Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness," and all of these things, that is, all the things you could possibly be pursuing other than holiness, will also be given to you as well. But in this phrase, pursue holiness, you know, it sounds right, and it sounds godly, and it sounds, well, holy, you know. But what does it mean to seek holiness? Is it a goal? Holiness? Is it a single road heading to a single destination? No, it is not. You see, holiness cannot be defined in a phrase or word, nor can it be in a single direction. Think of holiness as sort of a drop-down menu on a website, which is another good way to plug our website, washandword.com. In the media tab, you can get the messages on a drop-down menu. But anyway, think of a drop-down menu on a website. Now, you go to this... You know, it's just whatever it is you're looking up, and you go to the home page of the website, and there you usually see the entirety of the web page or the product or the business or whatever it is that you're being directed to. But off to the side, you may see a menu, and you click on this menu, and what happens? You get a drop-down menu, and then in that drop-down menu are many other options that there are to click on. But all of these drop-down menu options, we'll call them, they come off of the home page. And when you're done looking at the side stuff, you end up going back to the home page to start over again. And so the road to holiness is kind of like this. It is narrow, to be sure, but it is the culmination of many things. There is a home page, so to speak, and that being your salvation, your relationship. But holiness isn't one thing, one destination, one road, but it's a drop-down menu of a lot of different things. And in order to attain this holiness, you know, or whatever you want to call it, this righteousness, that's another good word for it, you know, the repentance, the peace, the serenity, all these things that we seek, you must be traveling in the right direction. See, it may not be one road to one destination, but unless you're traveling in the direction of holiness, unless you're doing things that lead towards righteousness, unless righteousness is your goal, then you'll never find it. You have to be traveling in the direction of righteousness in order to discover righteousness. Proverbs 15:9 said, "The Lord loves those who pursue righteousness." And James 3:18 says, "Peacemakers who sow in peace, they raise a harvest of righteousness." And Paul, man, did he not understand the importance of that pursuit? As he was raising up young Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:11, he says, "You, man of God, flee from your sin and pursue righteousness and godliness and faith and love and endurance and gentleness." And he wrote to him again in the second letter, easy one to remember, 2 Timothy 2:22, "Flee the evil desires of your youth and pursue righteousness." So the point here is that we have to be traveling and pursuing in the direction of righteousness or holiness in order to find it. And so getting back to our text, which I don't think we've read yet, let's reread just briefly. It says that in verse 37, when the two disciples heard John say, "Look, the Lamb of God," they began to follow Jesus. And then turning around, Jesus asked them, "What do you want?" So getting back to this text, John and Andrew, who we assume were the two disciples that John the Baptist was directing back towards Jesus at this time, John and Andrew, they understood this concept of traveling in the right direction, traveling in the direction of holiness to attain it. And we know this because had they not already been seeking a righteousness that was from God through following John the Baptist, they would not have been pointed to Jesus. Do you understand? If they weren't already seeking God's righteousness and God's holiness in them, and they were doing it at this point through John the Baptist, who they knew was a prophet raised up by God, so they were already traveling in the right direction. So the moment Jesus came on the scene, all they had to do was be just pointed in that direction. I guess what I'm trying to say is that righteousness leads to righteousness. It's like that old saying that says it takes money to make money, and that is so true. It takes righteousness to attain righteousness, or it takes holiness to attain holiness. We have to be moving in that direction in order for God to further us in that direction. And so the object of your search is it'll greatly determine the road upon which you travel. In other words, the thing that you're looking for, you know, you don't head to Maine from here or Connecticut from here by traveling south on I-95. You know, the object of your search will greatly determine the road upon which you travel. And so if your search, your desire is for holiness, you will be hopefully traveling on a road of holiness. What are you seeking is the question Jesus was asking them. And so they were searching, and because they were searching for righteousness already, because they were going in the right direction, guess what? They found what they were looking for because they were going in the right direction. They were already following John the Baptist. If they were out instead working or playing or doing something else, they would have missed it. And so the question today is, what are you searching for? Or as Jesus put it, what do you want? Is your main goal a great career? Recognition maybe in the field of your career? Is it prominence? Are you seeking for money? Are you searching for better preaching? Which you could probably find over this. or do you desire the things that our Lord desires? Do you desire righteousness and holiness and the will of God? Jesus is asking this question to his potential disciples. What do you want? And you can see, well, at least I can, the profundity of this question. How profound it is. Jesus is saying, what do you seek? Again, the object of our search determines the route of our pursuit. I mean, let's get real here for a minute. You know, we sing a song in church, "He is my all in all." You know that song, "He is my all in all"? Or maybe we sing the one that says, "I surrender all," and I won't sing it because I want you to come back. But, you know, we sing these songs, "I surrender all," but honestly, there are a lot of times where I'll sing that song, and I'll be honest with myself, and I'll sing it, "I surrender some," or "I surrender most," but surrender all? That's hard. I mean, it's hard to do that. But that's the goal. This is where we need to be, that everything you seek, everything that you desire, and everything that you need, you have to know this. every answer to everything you need is found in Jesus. That should be your goal. That is your direction. And these disciples of John found Jesus because they were heading and searching in the right direction. In Deuteronomy 4:29, we read, "But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you look for him with all of your heart and with all of your soul." So even back then, God was saying the same thing. To find me, to seek me, to attain holiness, you have to be seeking me, traveling in that direction. We have to be going the right direction, pursuing the right things, and then, and only then, can you attain holiness. And what is holiness? It is simply another way of saying godliness, becoming more like Christ. And so when I say everything you need is in Jesus, some of you may not know exactly what I'm talking about, or maybe you've tried it and you found that that simply was not the case. So how do I know he is all you need? Well, aside from my personal testimony, which I'll share another time, you won't ever know he is all you need until he is all that you have. Sometimes the only way we can realize that Jesus is all we need when Jesus is all that we have. Jesus said that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. And what does that mean? Well, if there is a beginning and there is an end, if there is an Alpha and there is an Omega, if there is a first and there is a last, then there must be an in-between also, right? Common sense says if there's a starting point and a finishing point, then there must be something in between. And so the point I want to bring out now is this. In between what you seek and what you find is the all-encompassing journey. You know that? In between what you seek and what you find is all-encompassing. It's the journey. It's the part of you that is living your life. It's what we're doing right now. You know, have you ever been on the Blue Ridge Parkway? Probably have. It's beautiful. Or I often like to hike on the Appalachian Trail. And on one end, there's the beginning. And on the other, there's the end, or wherever it is you decide that you want to hike to or drive to. And when you get to that point, it's a great accomplishment. But the ends, the bookends, the beginning and the end, that's just a small part of it. Because it was the in-between that was real. It was the driving between point A and the ending point. Or it was the hiking between where you start and where you finish. That was the part that was real. That was the part where everything you experience. Consider Jesus's first recorded words in the book of John. And we just read them. His first recorded words were, "What do you want?" What do you seek is really what he's asking. What are you searching for? What is missing in your life that causes you to reach out for answers? Now we're going to consider the last recorded words of Jesus right before his death, and they were, "It is finished." So in between "What do you want?" and "It is finished" is the all-encompassing journey. And we're going to take a closer look at this tomorrow as we resume our verse-by-verse Bible teaching right here in the book of John of chapter 1. And if you missed this message, you can come by the Wash and Word in the Palace Shopping Center in Church Hill on Highway 11. It plays on a loop on 107.1 FM. This message will play all day long on a loop. And if you can't do that, we encourage you to go to washandword.com, where you can find out all the information about our hand car washing business. And also, these messages, you can record or you can download them, and you can listen to them right from our website. Until then, look forward to you tuning in tomorrow on this station at 8:30. And have a blessed day. We love you.